For all of us, names are very important, but in the scriptures, names are even more important than what we give them credit for today. Even in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, when God created Adam and tried to find him a suitable helpmate from the beasts, Adam named all the animals, which showed that he had dominion over them, that he had power over them. Obviously, when children are born, it's parents who have custody over their children that name their children. They give them their name. They'll be with them for the rest of their lives. That gives them identity. And so in this way, we see that the one who names has power over the one who is named. And it's amazing that God, who is the creator of the universe, when he entered into this world, allowed someone to give him a name. He allowed Joseph, who's an imperfect man, who's just like us, he allowed a simple human being to name God. In his providence, he allowed a simple human being to name God, to name him Jesus. Now, he had very clear instructions on what to name him, but he still gave Joseph the freedom to name him. And Joseph, of course, was a righteous man. He obeyed. But in our own lives, God comes into our lives and gives us power over him. It's pretty incredible to think that we have power over God. God never imposes himself into our life. He never forces himself upon us. He gives us instruction. He gives us a clear way to go. But he always gives us the final choice to invite him into our life and thus have power over him and to say, God, come into my life. Because when we say that, he obeys us. God obeys man. God obeys me. Just think of like when I say, this is my body, that he's entrusted these reliable ways of entering into our lives to people who are not that impressive. That he comes into our life and he obeys us. That's how God works. And it's also a lesson for us when we think we have to keep increasing our control over our lives to make sure everything goes right. That God, who's much more powerful than us, doesn't have to do that at all. He's content just to leave those decisions up to ordinary men and women. And so too in our lives, when we think, wow, I just need to keep controlling things, I'm losing control, I gotta control better, that we need to take a lesson from God that actually what we should do is be more like him, live more in that freedom of allowing him to work in our lives, of allowing others to be free, and to propose to them the power of Jesus, the power of the one who has come to save us. So today, let us say the saving name of Jesus in a special way, that he is Emmanuel, that he is God with us, and invite him into our lives.